Praise the Lord, everybody. There's an excitement in this house. What y'all excited about? If you're not careful, you're liable to act apostolic. You folks act like you got that upper room disease. If so, that's a good one to keep. You might not want to lose that one. So don't give me any apologetic antidote to take that out of me. I don't need any prescription for that one. I want to keep that fire burning in my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. It's great to be back in Birmingham tonight. I'm excited about the fruitfulness and the harvest that God is giving, the doors that God is opening, the strongholds that God is crumbling. Amen. Amen. There is great demonstration and deception going on at the same time. It is often that the great works of God and Satan work simultaneously. That's why it is so important that you remain faithful to the things of God, because fruitfulness comes out of faithfulness. It doesn't come out of a whim or a wish. It comes out of faithfulness. There is a consistency of watering and planting and watering and planting, and then boom, God gives the increase. Amen. And sometimes you look at an area of your life, you look at a field you've been walking through, you look at withered places that are forgotten, dreams that are forgotten, and then all of a sudden you go back and you wonder, where'd that big oak tree come from? Where'd that orchard come from? Because those seeds took a little time, but over time, they started sprouting. Little blades of grass, and little shoots, and little stems, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't a stem, it was a trunk, and branches, and many branches, and much fruit. Praise God. Praise God. Let's thank the Lord for what He's doing here tonight. The Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. I'm thankful to be in the church of the living God, because there are two churches in the end time. There's the church of the rapture and the church of the rebellion. You have to figure out which one you want to be in. One has fruits of the flesh: adultery, fornication, lasciviousness, envy, jealousy, strife, division. You find folks in that kind of atmosphere that the only way they can get leadership is by division. I thought maybe I went through a trap door or something. I didn't mean to steal your shout. Praise God, praise God. But the church of the rapture is a church of unity. It's a church of loyalty. It's not a church of gossip. Because gossip's all about bad news. Somebody will use gossip. They'll take something that's good, and before it's over with, it's muddy, it's stinky, it's filthy, not even fit for the swine to eat. But the gospel is the absolute opposite. It is good news. It is the power of a saving gospel. It is the cross of Jesus Christ planted like a stake in your city. And you are fruit of those branches, limbs of that old rugged cross stretching out in every area of this city to tell them, it doesn't matter how much alcohol you've consumed, how many drugs you've put in your body, how many bad relationships you've been in, or how many mental conditions you've been diagnosed with. God is able. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Well, grab your Bibles. If you have your Bibles with you, I want to mention I have a new book with me tonight called The Impossibility Zone. This is book 2 in the Construction Zone series. Some of you may have purchased the Desperation Zone. This is book two, the Impossibility Zone, where faith triumphs. And then also I have some CDs in the back. I'll talk more about them in the morning, but these are called Day to Day. I started several months ago. There's a few of you that are signed up here and have been a part of email studies called Day to Day. This is a CD that I'm offering with the first three volumes. This is $60 worth of material on sale for just $30. There's enough meat in here, and it's not because I wrote it. It's because it's based on the Word of God. There's enough meat in here that if you'll take this once a day for 3 months, I promise you, you will have increased faith. You'll be a better Christian and a better soul winner. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So those are available. If you have any questions about that, you can ask me after service. In the name of Jesus. Reach over and take somebody by the hand. Psalm 1 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Everybody say, prosper. Does anybody want to be prosperous? You say, well, I've been perspiring. I want to be prosperous. Been sweating it out trying to figure out how I'm going to pay these bills. But I want to be prosperous. Well, you stay planted. You stay anchored. You stay loyal to the things of God. Judges chapter 3, the Bible said in verse 15, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Jerah, a Benjamite, a man left-handed, and by him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud, I like to say hood, it's really more guttural, it'd be more correctly pronounced Ehud. But we'll just say hood. Made him a dagger, which had two edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh, and he brought the present unto Eglon, king of Moab. And Eglon was a very fat man. And when he made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present, and he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, keep silence. And all that stood by him went out from him. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Oh, Holy Ghost. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Anybody need a message from God tonight? Let's lift our hands to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Word of God tonight. Thank you for a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Thank you, Lord, for what's been ignited in this people. Lord, in this city whose light is burning not dimly but brightly. Let it burn even brighter, God, not by reason of greater temperature, but by expansion of the fire that's already burning. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Right, just give the Lord one more big hand, praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. How many have heard an evil report? How many have been told something that is impossible, that has frustrated you, discouraged you, In spite of that, you've come to the house of God with inspiration in your spirit, shouting your legs, dancing your feet, because you realize that praise is not predicated on problems, but on the person of Jesus Christ. He will always be great. He will always be mighty. Therefore, I magnify him. You magnify him because you know how wonderful he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I have a feeling that many of you here tonight have learned over and over again that there's deliverance in dancing. And it doesn't matter how thick the situation is, how dense the forest of difficulty is, that you've been trying to struggle your way through. Every now and then when you get tangled up, the best way to get out of the entanglement is just dance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I found out today that the airport is one of the best places to learn how to dance. Really. Sometimes you learn the security two-step. Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to go. Oh, you want me to go? Oh, I can't go yet. Okay. Oh, I take my belt off. Oh, you want me to take my shoes off? And then I was walking towards somebody. They's coming right toward me. And we both were doing this. Sometimes my dancing is a message to the devil. I'm on a collision course with your stronghold. You can either move out of the way or get trampled. But I came to dance. I came to magnify God tonight because my destiny is greater than my dilemma. And my present trouble right now might speak to me that I'm going to be defeated. But tomorrow it's going to be a testimony with which I declare the glory and the greatness of God. Therefore, I'm not seated, but I rise up out of the stubbornness of religion, back into the power of his resurrection, and I magnify God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I was in a service a few nights ago, and the Holy Ghost got to moving, and I started ministering to this lady. I called her out. I said, ma'am, I see somebody dressed in black. They're just dressed in like black coat, black tie, black shirt, black pants, black shoes, this, everything. I said, and I kind of pulled the mic away. I said, I have no idea what this means. And she said, oh, I do. I told her, I said, there's this spiritual influence that's been causing problems in your office among a circle of people. And I said, God's going to move him out. It's going to look like a promotion, but it's not. It's a removal. And she came up to me after service, and I was in the back by my books, and she said, you know, there's been four people in my office that have all been diagnosed with bipolar condition. I started to ask, do you work in a psychiatric ward? Four people in the same office, same condition? I mean, we're not talking about a headache, go get an aspirin. We're talking about serious mental condition here. She said, but I know the Holy Ghost spoke to me tonight. God's going to take care of this. So I thought, well, that's great. I got in the truck with the pastor, and we was on our way. He said, you know that woman you ministered to tonight? I said, the one toward the end? I said, yes, sir. He said, you know what she does for a living? I said, no, sir. He said, she's a judge and an international attorney. And I kind of gulped. See, I thought, I'm glad the Lord didn't show me that. I never would have said a word to her. You're not taking me to court. But her boss, a judge, had been causing problems. The Spirit of God had spoken. Strongholds were going to be broken. The Holy Ghost has a message for you that is specific. You have to be in tune. You have to be on God's frequency. You cannot just be full of the world's hearing, because it will fill you full of pessimism and fear, causing you to be driven only for entertainment and a few temporary pleasures to get you by. But we need something more than temporary. We need an eternal message from God. We need the spirit of Ehud to come into this building tonight and declare, as he did in the Old Testament, hey, O King Eglon, I've got a message from God. This is not the negative diagnosis of the doctor. This is not the preliminary report of the courthouse.
This is not the presumption of the lawyer or the professor of the world. This is not what the counselor has prescribed. This is not what the psychiatrist has said you have to do. This is a message from God. In the name of Jesus, somebody throw up your hand right now and say, God, I am tired of mediocre reporting. I'm tired of hearing negative stuff, not in the church, but outside the walls of the church. I'm ready tonight, God, to get a message from you, one that touches me specifically, one that walks across the bridge of timing and finds me right on the very island of despair where I've been stranded, picks me up and carries me to a place of joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Notice that the Bible said when Ehud went into the parlor secret with the king that he took the dagger out and he thrust it into the king's belly until the haft of it was sucked in to all the blubber, all of the fat of the king. The only thing the Bible said came out was the dirt. See, that's what happens when you get a dagger, which is really a miniature sword, which is a type of the Word of God, because the Bible said the work of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. When the Word of God, a specific message, penetrates your spiritual man, the word stays in and the world comes out. The divine stays in. The Bible said the only thing that came out was the dirt. I'm ready to get the dirt of unbelief out. I'm ready to get the filth of worldly philosophy out. I'm ready to get the negativity of generational curse and biological tendencies out. I'm ready to rid myself of the filth and the dirt and the muck and the mire of the earth's mediocrity and a lack of religious fervor and a loss of spiritual desire for the things of God. That's why God has never been a respecter of persons, but he has been an inspector of prayer. And when he hears those moans in the night and those lonely cries in the secret closet of prayer, and when he sees the tear-streaked faces of his children when they come into the house of God, they'd have no pretense. They're not trying to put on a show for a crowd. They're not standing down on the street corner with a prayer picket sign trying to get everybody's attention, but they come out of a secret travail closet and they've got power in their veins and they got fire on their tongue and you can't shut them up, and God begins to work for them. Now, there's some folks here, you've been praying, and what you've been praying for in secret, God's about to reward openly. That's the word of God. Matthew chapter 5 and 6. He said, if you go into your closet of prayer and pray it in secret, he said, I'm going to reward it openly. Let's lift our hands and talk to Jesus. God, put a message in us tonight that the only thing that leaks is the lust of the world and the pride of life. The only thing that comes out, God, is the detritus of the world that interferes with us, that causes us to carry more weight and burden than you have put on us. Listen, church, it is not a doubt that this assembly is a fruitful house, and that you are beginning to go into that next season of harvest, and God is doing great things for you. But know also at the same time that the enemy is going to attack and try his best to get you distracted. But we've got the spirit of Ehud with a message of God, a secret errand for the king. Not the king of the cross, but the king of the curse. The devil's going down because somebody's going to pick up a word from God tonight and say, this is how it's going to be. I'm going to take the blunt edge of the sword of the Spirit. I'm going to penetrate my circumstance with a prophecy from God. I have the ability, because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, to prophesy to my circumstance. Some of you right now have got the power to go into your home and prophesy to your home and say, well, God didn't speak to me. No, I'm talking about you with the faith in the Word of God. Go home and prophesy tonight and say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy that these dead bones shall live, that these who have been in trespasses and sin, those that have been backslid and seduced by the devil, will rise up in faith. They will live in these altars. They will be buried in the waters of baptism. They will walk in the power of the gospel. They will live for the light. They will come out of the darkness. Let's worship the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, put a word in us tonight. Let it sink deep, God. That place where deep calleth unto deep. God, beyond shallow conversation to deep commitment, beyond mediocre meaning, to the place, God, where our spirit is so wrapped around the old rugged cross, you couldn't tear us away. There's got to be folks in this church that make up their mind, no matter who gets bitter, I'm not going to backslide. No matter who gets offended, I'm not walking out the door. No matter what happens, I'm staying in the church of the living God, because when he put a word in me, the only thing that came out was the dirt. The only thing that left was the filth and the fear and the fallacy and the ungodly philosophies of the world. But the word stayed in me. Lift your hands to the Lord. Speak to me tonight, Jesus. Have your way, God. Woo! Make us alive. Renew us. Even those who shout fervently and worship with great heart, you know the trouble that they've endured lately, God. You know the heavy burden that stress has put on them. Listen to me for a moment. Stress is not a demonic problem. Stress is a natural enemy. It is our own human mechanism and response to problems. Now, the enemy may be a part of mounting the problems on us to trigger it. But stress is an enemy difficult to defeat. Because if it was a devil, we could say, be gone in the name of Jesus. But yet it's our own problem. It's the blurring of our own vision. It's the loss of our focus on the Heavenly Father. And then when that happens, you're not the witness that you once were. You say, well, Brother Hood, we're right in the middle of great revival. Yeah, but even in the middle of great revival with folks getting the Holy Ghost, there are some, God's revealed to me here tonight, that are relaxing and enjoying what others are doing, and it's what you used to do. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to the Lord in Jesus' name. God, help us. God, put a word in us. Put a word in us. Ooh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name. I'm talking about, be seated for a moment. I'm talking about this kind of word. Where when you get down the road and you are several hundred miles from the point of the beginning of the journey, that you don't forget the word, that you pull that word out of your memory like a map. It's a spiritual GPS system. That GPS standing for grace, purpose, and sensitivity. See, the world is different. theirs is greed, pride, and sarcasm. That's what they're driven by. But in the church, our spiritual GPS system, it hones in. And when I'm out there in a remote area and it looks like, now, God, I don't know where I'm going. I'm out here in the middle of Mojave Desert, and I thought I was going to a major city. And God says, keep driving. Don't give up. Don't stop. The journey's not over. I gave you a word some time ago. Why are you fainting? Because of fear. See, fear begins to maximize the enemy's ability. So it's robbing me of focusing on my Heavenly Father's ability to sustain me, to give me endurance, to build my spiritual stamina so I can make it to the end. So I get there halfway through the journey or almost to the end of the journey. And a lot of times, right before we get to where God wants us to be, we forget what He told us in the beginning. And we pull that word back out and we look at it and we go, yeah, I'm right where God wants me in the map of His purpose. I'm not lost. I'm not wandering. I'm not wasting time. He put a word in me. Do you feel that way tonight? Did God put a word in you about your family some time ago? Have you carried it with you for a long time? Every now and then you pull the bandage back where that word was thrust into you and you look at, yep, that's a little more dirt of unbelief coming out of me. That's a little bit more human reasoning, surrendering to contents of what He's put in me. So I can't be confined. I can't be indifferent now to the call of God. I just have to go a little farther in the name of Jesus. Let's lift our hands and worship God. Speak to us, Lord. God, put a word in us. That's often why God sends a prophetic and an evangelistic ministry into your church to affirm and confirm the ministry of your shepherd, because the word of God's already been thrust in you, and it's like the man of God, the itinerant ministry, comes in and hits you in the belly just to drive it even a little bit deeper so that you don't lose what God has been speaking to you about in the name of Jesus. Let's lift our hands and talk to Him for a moment. Me 6 months ago, and it's happening just like the word of God says. So you got to stay in the timing of the Holy Ghost and realize that God's word doesn't return void. Yours might, mine might, but not God's word. God's word will always result in fruit and fulfillment. It will always come to an end, a conclusion. It will not leave you hanging. And you may feel like you're hanging by a thread tonight, but I'm encouraging you to rise up in faith and believe what God told you 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. Believe what you've been taught, not just because you're inspired by what you see happening for others. No. God's going to do it for you because you've been planted in the Word of God. You are a child of God, and it's the will of God for you to be prosperous. In the name of Jesus, one more time, lift your hands to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. For the natural mind, for the cynic, God is doing so many things by His word at such a level and such complexity. I feel with all my heart we miss most of it. We're like children before Him. But something so very simple that you could brush away. Some of you don't understand. When this man opened the Word of God, let me tell you something. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me a while ago, said bookends. Last night, our brother from Tennessee that we'd never met before nor seen before came in this house and preached two churches. There's two churches. You opened up tonight. There's two churches. And the Holy Ghost said, bookends. Last night and next Wednesday night. Between that, there's Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. God has sent us a word of God. Now, see, you don't, because one bookend was last night. There are two churches. And he stepped to this pulpit. And some of you, your natural mind said, oh, coincidence. Oh, it just happened that way. And then before he took his text, he opened up Psalms 1. And he said, blessed is the man that walketh not. Blessed is the man that standeth not. Blessed is the man that sitteth not. Not with the sinner, nor the ungodly, nor the scorner. And he doesn't know that last Wednesday night we finished up Job. And next Wednesday night, what's on our menu here already is Psalms 1. And God placed bookends on either side of him and said, this is the word of God for you. I just want to say that to a spirit of cynicism. I just want to say it to somebody that feels defeated. You need to rise up in the middle of that and know God has sent you a word. Praise God.
Praise God. Why don't we all rise to our feet and shout for a moment? God is bringing it together. God is the conductor of the orchestra. God's putting everybody in their place in the choir. The tenors, the altos, the sopranos, the baritones, the bass, that when we all lift our voice together as one choir of faith, the fruit of our lips comes out in harmony, that God is great and greatly to be praised. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. Huh. Yes, Holy Ghost. Just remain standing for a moment. When the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 38 to 40 years because of fear and what fear cost them, it brought a delay to the promise. They walked in circles. You find yourself probably at times walking in circles and you think you're akin to the children of Israel. But you could be the child of God with Joshua walking in circles around Jericho. See, it's all about position. If you're walking in circles because of fear, you are living beneath what God called you to do. But if you're walking in circles because you're in obedience, because you're following the man of God, because you are in a divine holding pattern, and God's getting ready on the seventh circle to bring down the walls that have kept you out. See, that wall, brother, is not a wall. It's a door in the making. But you have to wait for God to get you out of the holding pattern, out of the cycle. You need to say tonight, devil, you've made me think that I've been in the cycle of fear like the children of Israel in the wilderness, and I've been disobedient, and I've been disgruntled, and I've been bitter. But I realize tonight, this is the circle of faith. I'm going around the walls of hell, and they're about to fall down flat. God's going to open up the mouth of a messenger, and the wall's going to get sucked in, and it's not going to be a wall anymore, but a door of opportunity for God to make a name for himself. If you feel like you've been walking in circles tonight, come down to this front quickly in the name of Jesus. So, well, what do you mean, Brother Hood? More than just abstracts. What do you mean? I'm talking about you're making the same money on the job and the promotion hadn't come yet. You've been praying the same prayer and it hadn't been answered yet. You've been walking with the same promise and it hasn't come to pass yet. And the devil has started to make you think that you're not worthy. Some of you are starting to feel that you're not even saved, and you've been fearing that you're not saved, and it's affecting your faith. You need to rise up in the Holy Ghost tonight and say, hey, Ehud's come to my house and taken care of the king of Moab. He's taken care of the spirit of the accuser, and the dirt of his comments and accusation is washing out of my spirit. Yes, Holy Ghost, I want you to lift your hands and begin to pray, God, I'm in your timing. I'm in your will. You know where I'm walking, God. You've got your hand on my life. I'm in the perfect timing of the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to lose out. I am not going to be fruitless. I do not come empty-handed. I come with an open soul. I come with a sincere spirit. I come with a hungry belly. Fill me up again with the word that you gave me before. Feed me one more time off the nourishment of a promise that was given years ago. Come on, reach over and lay hands on somebody and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We're breaking out in spiritual intercession. We're breaking out. Faith is being let loose. I'm releasing an operation of the Spirit of God tonight. Now I want everybody together in unison to shout, hallelujah! Shout it again! Shout it again! Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Woo. Kito mohote hende hesheya. Yito lelende keshakahaya. Shandelele kiyamaha. Konde alahandre heshikiyana moho elaha ashaha. Kiyamando roho dekhata alahandre heshiki. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Listen to me. Look, if you can, you look at me just for a moment. I feel we could let it go right here. How many will let the Holy Ghost minister here for a few minutes in the altar? It's going to be a little different, but I feel led of the Spirit of God tonight, and I want to start with this sister right here on this front row. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is an awesome God. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, when I touched you, I saw patches, just patches. The Holy Ghost said, the patches are leaving. It's going to be just one color, one thing. In the name of Jesus, there's been some patchwork in your life. Now, this is edifying. I would never tell you anything in the mic that would be embarrassing. This is edifying. In the name of Jesus, a lot of patchwork. Well, it's coming to me now. Let's see if we can fix it this way. And then that doesn't work. Well, let's see if we can fix it this way. And then the Holy Ghost said, it's almost like a painter coming in. Let's put a coat of faith over that. In Jesus' name. Sunday ketele mahoya ha indoro mo sunday dara mahaye heko honda ha ha. Hey, hallelujah. Now this is what, sister, this is what the Holy Ghost has been directing me to do lately. If you believe the Lord just spoke to you, I want you to take three steps forward, because I believe in going forward. In other words, I'm stepping out of whatever this realm was. I'm going forward in faith. Okay? It may seem like a silly exercise to the cynic, but to the child of faith, you're just signifying, I'm going forward in Jesus' name. When you do. Now, folks, I believe in the ministry of angels. The Bible said, now why is it that we're so quick to talk about devils and the devil did this and the devil did that and never bat an eye about it, and then all of a sudden somebody starts talking about angels and it's like, ooh. No. The ministering spirit sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. You're going to take 3 steps forward. I believe an angel of the Lord is going to touch you in the name of Jesus tonight. And you just respond accordingly. And then you folks respond accordingly. Now, God's not through ministering here tonight. And let me just say this. There are times when God uses an individual as a catalyst. In other words, a word may be given to this individual, but you might could say, you know what? That could fit my life too. What he said to her, God will use her as a catalyst. You can attach yourself onto that word tonight and say, I take that too in the name of Jesus. When you're ready, go ahead in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yes, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, God, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Whatever it means.
Hallelujah. God, have mercy. Ooh. Yes, Lord. Woo. Sister, how you feel? Huh? You feel good? Amen. Feel like the Lord give you a drink? I got to my horse. Woo. Amen. We getting injections tonight, but it ain't no heroin or crack stuff. This is Jesus stuff. It won't take any money out of your account either. And you ain't got to go look for a drug dealer to get it. In Jesus' name, sister, right here. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. What's your name? Sister Mary. Praise God. Oh, Riyama Shandiki Alala Mahasi. You come there, Amaho Shandiki. Yes, Lord. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. It's in the belly, but it's leaving in the name of Jesus. Linda roto kumustiki liandre shaneke anaha. Yeronononde shakina nene siki nene hahananaha. Oh, yeah. Yes, Lord. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the word of God tonight. That's a lamp to our feet. By the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen. Look at me, sister. It's like you've been trying to get somewhere and there's been a roadblock. But it's like I see you saying, you don't have the authority to do this to me. Who told you could put this roadblock here? You can't do this to me. Because this is my road. God's not finished with me yet. Amen. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord in the name of Jesus. I want everybody in this house to shout, Jesus, you're the healer. You're the Almighty. In the name of Jesus. Now let's worship God, church. in the name of Jesus. Come on, we're going to lift our hands and pray for this sister one more time. She just confirmed the word in the name of Jesus. Come on, this is the spirit of Ehud tonight. It doesn't matter what Eglon has said. It doesn't matter what the spirit of Moab is doing, trying to bind the children of God. Ehud's here on a secret errand with a message from God. And the message of God is, we're getting ready to get Eglon out of the way. We're getting ready to get our captors out of the way. Everything that's hindering the flow and the move of the Spirit, be removed in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Shout unto God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I wanted to share with you real quickly what she told me after the word of the Lord. Just real
quick. As you all know that I've been going back to school to get another degree, a master's degree. But there's an instructor there. That school is I guess, got a roadblock in my studies. Keeping me from entering to that study. It's been going on for some time since it's almost she's kept me from actually graduating.